This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome to Newsmakers, folks. This is Brent DeHart, and it is Friday. It's a beautiful day in the Mid-Willamette Valley. All of our trees and our yards are getting a little bit of water, so we don't have to spend the weekend doing it.
I should have turned off my sprinklers
right? So it's awesome. Hey, it's Friday. We've got a great show for you today to start your noon hour as you slide into the weekend. And tell you what, right after this hour, after you've had lunch, I think you should just clock out and go ahead and take the rest of the afternoon off. Go home.
Brent's rules.
Take a nap. start Miller time. Not the movies yet. That I think the afternoon. A little bit outside, maybe some golf. Go ahead. Tell your boss I said it was okay.
Yeah, right. See how that flies.
All right. A few things to talk to today, and we've got a couple of guests. We get Mary Louise Van Atta will join us at the bottom of the hour and talk about all things happening in Salem in June. It'll be a new feature here on Newsmakers every month. At the top of the month, we're going to hear, hey, we're get your pencils and pens out so you can write down which events that you want to attend. And, of course, we'll be finishing up our Friday noon hour with the volcanoes.
Yes.
Nearing the top of the lunch hour. In the meantime, there's so many things to talk about in our state and in our community. So let's get at it. What do you think?
Yes.
All right. So yesterday we talked a little bit about the Salem Area Chamber's public policy meeting and all those jurisdictions talking about what PERS is doing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But also coming up, I got a little update on what's going to happen with Senator Winters' seat now that we've lost our dear beloved Jackie Winters to lung cancer and how that gets filled. We talked about it before, but I got some more specifics. And daylight savings time and limits and contributions for political campaigns. Lots to talk about. All right, so cycling back to yesterday. Sometimes these big numbers, it just doesn't mean anything. You just can't relate.
Hard to comprehend.
What is $350 million to Kaiser? It sounds like a big number.
It does.
Especially when they say $400 million. They had to find $400 million. No, sorry. I'm wrong number. 400,000 number.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused between
State and county.
$400,000. They had to just find it.
Out of thin air.
Yeah, for this biennium, to contribute more to PERS, followed by about $350, as I recall, and then another $400 in the next 2 and 4 year.
Incremental.
Yes. So that's where we at $1.1 million for a city like Kaiser, 40,000 people. And some of those 40,000 people are children, so they're not paying it.
No.
So that is a lot of money for a municipality like that. It kind of puts it in scale. The other, this is what we're trying to do, make it real for people. Because you ever watch the news? You're like, I don't know how much that $1 trillion means to a federal budget. I don't know how much, these numbers mean. To try to put it in perspective for people. And one thing that really hit me was it wasn't that long ago that they were putting in 12% of payroll into PERS. And now it's at 25, and they fear that it's going to go to 30. Yeah.
That's higher than my taxes.
Going to 25, and it's crazy. And so we had the Chemeketa CFO on and the president, she's in her last month of work, and also the school district. And they were all singing the same song, and they all cried out. It's like, stop telling us to fix it. This is a state thing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
We don't set PERS. We are affected by what the PERS board does and the assumptions they make in their formula and what the legislature does. So they want to be fixed too. And during the discussion, we talked yesterday about how the commercial real estate agent and the residential real estate agents are both seeing people not wanting to invest in Oregon anymore.
Right.
And also the professional advisors' advice to, by the way, don't die here. And when you sell your business, make sure you're a resident of another state before you do. In other words, flee the state, people.
Wow.
The kind of things that people who are big on taxing business don't think it ever happens. And it absolutely happens. And Oh, boy, we'll have to devote more time to it. But we saw a situation with a lumber company leaving the state.
Yeah.
We're going to dive into that next week.
Well, it happens on a national scale, too. When they raise the taxes too high, you saw all those companies, auto companies and steel companies, moving out of the country.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you're not an employer, it's hard to understand how these dollars add up. So let's say employers paying $100. For $100, they're going to pay another $25 into the retirement system. They're going to put 7.65% into the employee's Social Security Medicare. So you're at 32. Let's round it up to 33%, right? Then you have to pay state unemployment tax. You got to pay federal unemployment tax. You got to pay for the workers' compensation insurance. And then quite often, most of the time out there, you got to pay for medical insurance. So now right. You're ratcheting it up. So that $100 is no longer $100. It's not even $133. It's more like $150. And if the legislature passes it this month, there'll be another tax on family leave.
Wow. Right?
And so forth. So now that's why it costs. You may be able to hire a teacher for $50,000, but it really costs $75,000 to $80,000.
Yeah.
You may be able to hire a firefighter or a policeman for $80,000, but you're really talking at well over $100,000, well over $100,000. So for a city like Kaiser to come up with $400,000, you're talking about getting rid of 4 employees.
At least.
What are you going to take them out of? Kaiser's not big. They don't have firemen. They're in a fire district, so they're not, but they do have police officers. And that's the bulk of their labor, and the bulk of their budget is labor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
of
it
every
means.
Business.
Eventually, we're going to decide, and you know, we've talked with the city councilors and the mayor here for the city of Salem. The public is going to decide, hey, do we want to keep our current services, or do we want more services, or do we want them to cut things? And we don't want the tax increase, right?
Mm.
All right. Anyway, fascinating stuff. There's two goals. I brought this up. One is for the city's county. Cities, counties, school districts, community college, all of the jurisdictions to not be suffering so high under these high demands.
Right.
Right. So there's a law, Dave. So the city of Salem, if you work for the city of Salem, back from the 80s, there's a 6% that was supposed to come in from your employer into your retirement account. And the 6% the employee was paying in.
Okay.
Right. So that was negotiated away in lieu of raises. And the city took it upon itself, as did most jurisdictions in Oregon, to pick up the employee's portion.
How did that save them money?
Because they don't have to pay payroll taxes. Right?
Right, okay.
So it puts money into the retirement instead of puts money into gross wages and so forth. All right, so it's called the 6% pickup, right? So they're paying the jurisdiction, City of Salem, and many others are paying 6 plus 6, 6 employer, 6 employee. I asked the question 10, 12 years ago, the city of Salem, why can't you now, as you go into collective bargaining with your 4 or 5 unions that the city of Salem deals with, why can't you start negotiating that the employees start to pick up some of their own retirement?
Right.
Right? So can't you just, you can't just take 6% away. I get that. Let's get real. You can't just like, hey, you have a 6% decrease in pay, or we're going to cut your retirement in half. But you could negotiate that over time, maybe the 6% pickup becomes 5 plus 1, and the employee starts to contribute 1.
Right.
Then the employee starts to contribute 2, until they're back in the real world like the rest of us, where we're contributing to our own retirement.
Okay.
State law prohibits it. That's what I'm getting to. State law prohibits it. You either do all 6% pickup, or you do 0. And I'm like,
what?
Are you out of fixes? You cannot see this fix. You cannot give this, legislature, and even we had, the PERS reform guy there, right?
Right.
Nesbitt was there, and he's like, well, it doesn't really change the unfunded actuarial liability. I'm like, yeah, but it lowers the burden on these municipalities so they don't have to cut cops.
Right.
They don't have to cut firefighters. It's like, why don't you let them, why doesn't the legislature let these cities and counties negotiate this away? So this, because there's no way they could do it all at once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only way to do that is get everybody 6% raise.
They can't afford that because they want to cut now.
Why are you prohibiting this tool?
Right.
You open up the tool so the cities and counties can have something to say about solving their own crises.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because that's one goal. And it's the same amount of money going into the PERS system. Because, that doesn't reduce the liability. Oh, yeah, that's goal 2. Goal two is a liability, but this is a goal to prevent all of our services getting cut, keep it more manageable for the cities and the school districts. Because school districts, what are they going to cut? They're going to cut teachers.
Right.
How are you going to keep class sizes small, which is what we all want? Everybody knows class sizes small is better for education. It's better for the kids. How are we going to do that when we're cutting teachers to pay for an unfunded liability?
Makes no sense.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to talk about John Latimer right after the break. We're going to talk about Senator Winter's seat, and we're going to talk about daylight savings time. How about that?
Okay.
Stay with us. This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne, and you are listening to 1430 KYKN, Salem's Listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne, and hope you're enjoying your Friday. John Latimer, I mentioned, a lot of people may not know who that is, but he is the chief guy at Marion County.
Yeah.
He's the head dude. He's been running the joint and letting the making the commissioners look good.
Yeah,
right?
The county, right?
At Marion County. So yeah. He's retiring at the end of the month. So all the best to John Latimer. If you have a chance to read the article, John is like 78 years old. Loves his job, has loved his job for years. I don't know. Hey, in the article, it says his wife and his daughter was like, hey, you know, we kind of like you to do some other things. So he says he's going to watch the grandkids, do some travel. But all the best to John Latimer. He has been a steward and a stalwart steward of Marion County and its finances, and has an heir apparent in-house to take on his role with the support of the county commissioners. So. It'll be a loss, but John, all the best to you.
Yeah,
all
happy, the best to you. Happy retirement,
thank
buddy.
You. I think he's been the chief for 16 years there in Marion County.
Wow.
Marion County is a pretty well-run county.
Yeah.
We shouldn't take that for granted because, you know, we got to watch our governments. Sometimes they're not so well-run.
It's not right? Like Multnomah County. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Also, Senator Winters, with her passing, obviously we've got a vacancy in a local Senate district, and there'll be people... wanting to take that spot.
Yeah.
So a couple things I learned since we first announced it and talked about it. So if the appointment, people see the urgency in it. We do still have a few weeks left of this legislative term, and you're missing a local vote and you're missing a Republican vote.
Right.
Right. So the sooner the better, folks. It will be decided by votes of the of a collective county commissions of Marion and Polk County, because her district spans both. And the candidates from which they can choose will be appointed by the county Republicans, the Republican Party. So the organizations will put forth the people they think are worthy, and the county commissioners get to pick, and it's typically three individuals.
Okay.
I think you've read the news that Selma Pierce is interested, and she put her hat in the name in the ring. There's other people who are also interested. So I don't know if they haven't put the name in the ring, and I don't know if I'm going to out them, but certainly we have elected leaders, and we've had people who are previously and current elected leaders who are Republicans,
right,
who would serve us well.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing about the appointment. It will call for a special election. We were wondering about that last time. So next May, there'll be a primary for this seat. So the Senate term just started January 1st, right? Just started, so there's 4 years, but there'll be a special election next May.
Okay.
For a primary of both parties. No, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be a primary for both parties, and then an election in November to replace Senator Winter's representation, right? And then 2 years from that, the regular term will be over. And there'll be another election. So somebody could get appointed right now and become, you know, quote unquote, the instant incumbent. And they will have a few weeks here, you know, rest of the year, a short session in February, and then run a campaign. But then they're going to have to win in May, and then they're going to have to win in November. And then if Paul Evans, whose House district is in the Senate district, seeks that, then you have a pretty strong Politico on the Democratic side, and the Republicans aren't going to want to lose that seat.
Right.
We got Republicans want to hold that seat, that Senate seat. You got to put somebody strong in there, folks. Somebody who's strong, who's going to raise money and run a kick butt campaign.
Right? Brent.
What?
Hmm?
Oh, not me.
What?
Not me. Anyway, that's what we learned. There will be a special election, and the sooner the better. And there are a few people interested.
Oh, good.
And, you know, rolling that forward, if Paul, Representative Paul Evans does somehow eventually become the Senate senator in the district, that opens his seat, which the Republicans have fought for the last three or four times and failed to unseat him.
Hmm.
Right? All right, looking ahead in our representation here locally. Folks, we are purple here. We do not want to go blue.
No.
Right?
No.
Watch how you vote. All right, daylight savings time. Let's talk about that. We've got, because Mary Louise is here.
She is.
So looking forward to the bottom of the hour. Mary Louise Van Atta is here, and she's going to tell us some great things for June. Daylight savings time, something affects all of us, obviously.
Yes.
Unless we live in the basement and don't come out. So Senate Bill.
Under that glow light.
320 did pass the House. It passed 37-20, which is, that to me is interesting in itself.
Yeah.
So that's maybe 30%. Of, yeah, that's a third of the representatives didn't vote for it. Voted no.
Voted no.
Yeah, this is not like it's a slam dunk, but it did pass. It's favored by Representative Post.
Well,
so you've got some people on the left, some people on the right. The governor favors it. She supports it, and she says she's going to sign it.
There's a lot of variables, though. You know, Washington and California have to agree with it.
Washington's,
and then it's
got to
be approved by the Congress as well.
Yes, it does.
And I'm in favor of it, too. But here's my point that a friend of mine, and she and I discussed this yesterday. It should happen for the entire country. That's the way it should be, not just select states, you know, because if the entire West Coast goes to daylight savings time and stays there, the rest of the country is still changing their clocks. It's mayhem is what it is. The whole country should address this.
I know we're all going to beef up our apps on our phone that has the world clock. You know, what time is it?
Yeah,
where?
What time is it really?
Somebody.
Where? Yeah.
Well, already we have a little bit of patchwork with Arizona being different, except one corner of Arizona.
Right.
Does.
There's a section of Oregon that's different as well. They're in
the mountain time.
Mountain time is ridiculous.
And Hawaii, of course, is different.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying, because I think all of us would take a while to get used to New York being only 2 hours different.
Right.
Part of the year.
It's like, oh, what time is it there? Oh, I guess I can't call.
It's 2 hours different on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Instead of 3 hours different. That's
should
weird.
Always be 3 hours.
Basically, folks, what the law does come to fruition, like Dave said, by the way, Washington was signed into law.
Okay. Right?
California, passed by their assembly, that's their version of the House of Representatives, passed by their assembly, it's going to the Senate, it's expected to pass, so California needs to do it, because all of the West Coast is going, or none of us, and then the U.S. Congress gets to decide whether or not they'll permit us to do it.
Right, and they'll look at that and go, crazy East or West Coast people.
Yeah.
Toss it out.
And it's going to be one of those things like cannabis that just starts in the West Coast. And
right.
Then everybody's going to
And then everybody takes it on.
All right. So basically, folks, there'll be no Pacific Daylight Time. Pacific Daylight Time would cease to exist, at least in Oregon, California, Washington. Maybe.
Now, again, I'm all for it, but.
I wonder what British Columbia is going to do.
They'd stay in the other time zone. Who knows?
Oh, what is, you know.
Baja
gonna do? What time is it in Tijuana?
Yeah,
I don't
Baja,
know.
Mexico. Wow, what time is it? They're an hour ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's gonna be interesting. There's some people in Central and Eastern Washington that aren't in favor, but 20 people, 20 representatives out of 60 voted no. Well, out of 57.
Still.
All right, and we just have a couple more minutes. More push towards campaign finance reform. And they are contribution limits. Only 11 states in the nation do not have any limits on campaign contributions. There's two things here. There's how much can we give as individuals, and then there's the goal that people have. They don't want money out of politics. They want other people's money out of politics.
Right. Right,
they want to limit how much a company or a corporation, they want to get the business money out of politics. I'm going to rant on that in just 1 second.
Okay.
11 states. Oregon's one of them. One of the reasons why we don't have limits is because Our Supreme Court in 1997 said that it's protected speech, that your money given to politicians is protected speech and you cannot limit it. We already passed as voters. We passed it in 94 limits on how much we can continue to campaigns.
Right.
All right. So the Oregon Supreme Court said no. So they can pass these laws. You know, they're talking about limiting it to you can only give $1,000 to somebody running for state rep. You can only give $1,500 to somebody running for state senator. You can only run $2,500 to somebody running for governor, right? So those are bills that are floating around the legislature today.
Okay.
They're not going to have any effect whatsoever until we, all the citizens, vote to change the Oregon Constitution.
Right.
So make sure you understand that, folks. The legislature wants this. They may pass this term, but they're all going to have clauses that when it is approved by an amendment to the Constitution by the voters, these will already go in effect. That's the game plan, right? All right, here's my rant. Corporate money out of politics. What's a corporation? Why is a corporate money worse than your money?
Mm-hmm.
You can write a $100 check. Why can't a corporation write a $100 check? What is a corporation, folks? Corporation could be your barber could be a corporation, right? The guy mowing your lawn could be a corporation. It could be Ford Motor Company. It could be Kraft Foods. It could be Sony. Those are all corporations. All right. So who owns the corporation?
People.
Your barber owns the corporation, right? The guy who's cutting your grass, he owns his own corporation, right? Then who owns General Motors? Well, we all do in our 401ks or our mutual funds, all of our retirement systems. It's not owned by some ethereal nobody out there. These are ownershiped by citizens. Hello, people.
Because you have a share in it.
Citizens run it.
Yeah.
Citizens work there, and citizens own it. So why can't they contribute? And the other argument in the business community is if you're going to tax us, you can't tell us we can't have a vote.
Exactly. If you're
you tax a corporation, legal under tax law, a corporation is a person, right? If you're going to treat them like a person in your tax laws, you got to treat them like a person in their free speech rights. All right. I could rant all day, but I can't wait to get to Mary. So let's take a break real quick, and we'll be right back with Mary Louise Van Atta, listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN, Salem's Listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and Sylvan Learning Center.
Welcome back to the folks. This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne and our guest, Mary Louise Van Atta. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Mary Louise is here the first Friday of June to tell us what's going on in June in the Salem-Keizer area and Marion and Polk counties that we should pay attention to and take advantage of.
There is so much going on.
Of course.
Hundreds of suggestions.
Summer is so much fun.
On Facebook, I put out any events you'd like me to share, and people just poured in events, and so we're going to have a busy summer.
That's terrific.
Excellent.
By the way, congratulations on your new article in Salem Reporter.
Thank you.
That is, I am a subscriber, Salem Reporter, and a preacher of other people should be as well, but it's nice. It is nice to have your column there and not just talk, as you were saying before, not just talk politics and crime all the time.
Well, I had the wonderful opportunity to go out to the World Beat Gallery, where they are doing an India Beyond Bollywood exhibit. Beautiful.
Wow.
Really beautiful. And that'll be open for quite a while. So
great. All right. So what is going on that gets us out and about this month?
Well, hopefully the weather will brighten up a little bit more than today, but I would definitely recommend going out to Busch Park this season. How many of you have actually been out and really explored Busch Park? I mean, that is 90 acres.
90
of property.
What?
No.
Mm-hmm. It is. And every Saturday at 1 o'clock, they have a free history and landscape tour, and I think it's a great opportunity to get out there and see, you know, their historical markers out there. There's the rhododendron hillside, there's white oaks to look at, and I think that that would be something that would be wonderful to take your family, and of course it's free.
You know, Jim Lewis was here, Councilor Jim Lewis was mm-hmm. here this week, And he was saying when people visit from out of state, and then he shows them our park system and some of the beauty of Salem, they're like, I can't believe you guys have all this.
Right. And I think a lot of us in our own hometown haven't had a chance to go out and really, really enjoy our parks. And the one Saturday they're not doing that is on the 15th, because they're doing a free family exploration day with tons of crafts, and they're going to have the Dairy Princess there. And that's 1 to 4 at the Bush House.
So take Dad.
To meet all the fun people.
If our listener's driving right now and they're like, oh, bush walking tours, oh, family exploration day, can they find this on a website or something?
Yeah, I believe it's going to be on the KYKN website.
Yep, it'll be under the podcast for today.
What a community service we are.
I know, right?
We, so great.
We
and you can
are
also
giving.
Go to the bushhousemuseum.org. They'll have their events there. So, and if you like history like I do, one of the things I'm really excited about is the Willamette Heritage Center CSI exhibit.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they're going to do a historic look at crime fighting in the capital city.
Oh, that would be cool.
Isn't that fun?
Yes.
So that starts now and it runs through the end of August. And you know, it just talks about how crime fighting has changed in Salem over the years.
You know, that Willamette Heritage Center, I bet there's a large percentage of people who have never been inside.
It has a beautiful gift shop. It has a salon. It has yarn. It has a little cafe. And of course, the historic tour through all the homes.
Wow. So. Okay.
Yeah, so that's down over there on Mill Street, of course. Mm-hmm. So go to Mission Mill and make a half day out of it, probably.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just a wonderful tour to take folks if they're coming into town.
All right, folks, if you haven't done it, then put it on your summer schedule. Hey, I've lived here X number of years, and I haven't been to Willamette Heritage Center, so check out willametteheritagecenter.org.
And if you like crime fighting, if you like CSI, you should at least find out what's going on.
How long has CSI been a thing?
Ooh, yeah,
long time.
A long time. And I've seen most of those shows, too. So, mini crime fighter I am.
Well, we'll make sure to call on you when we need you.
Yeah.
I don't know about you all, but I love the local theater scene. Mm-hmm. I think that Salem has done a marvelous job. There's 3 or 4 really active theater communities in Salem. And, of course, the Pentacle is one of the more established ones. And I think that this show is just going to be fantastic. It's called Fools. It's playing at the Pentacle now through June 15th. And it is a Neil Simon production. And you'll laugh. It's a town that has been cursed with chronic stupidity for 200 years. So, and this is not our town, of course.
It's not.
This is the mythical town. And so you can buy tickets to that downtown at the box office for Pentacle Theater. You can do them online at Pentacle Theater. That's with the RE, theatre.org. And you'll find this information on the KYKN website or there.
Nice.
Neil Simon's a funny guy.
Yeah, I think it's great. And for, you know, for the price of these tickets, they start at, you know, a little over $20. There's, you know, wine downstairs, and it's a beautiful woodland area in West Salem. And I think it's a great date night and a great time to get your friends out and enjoy something funny.
So many funny comedies were written by Neil Simon for many, many years.
And these actors, these local actors will blow you away.
Yeah.
Singing,
so the Pentacle's
dancing,
a great place to go see a show. And we had Enlightened Theatrics here on earlier this year, and they had a production just last month. And
yeah.
There is great theater to see. So, yeah, I'm going to have to check out Fools, Neil Simon's Fools, right? I worry a little bit when you say cursed with 200 years of stupidity that Salem hasn't started this 200 years of stupidity with our current city council. But that's politics and not entertainment.
Because I'm all about entertainment.
Okay. All right, moving right along.
So the last couple of things I want to mention are, of course, the World Beat Festival is coming up at the end of the month. And that is the highlight for so many people in our community. They're doing a special Friday night activity from 5 to 10 at their amphitheater, which is free. And then, of course, the festival weekend, which we hope is nice and moderately, the temperature will be moderate. Mm-hmm. The 29th and 30th, there'll be a children's parade at Saturday at 10 a.m. And you will get to see the wonderful Chinese dragon. Have you seen that ever weave its way through town? The Chinese dragon will be tossing fortune cookies to all of those who show up.
Wow, that's cool.
So, and the festival is moderately priced, of course, at $5 per person with kids 14 and under. Free. Dragon boats, food, 70 cultures are represented.
70?
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. Really?
And food, dance, music, crafts. There's a beer garden. You just can't miss it. And if you love watching those dragon boats, it is a kick.
All right. So you guys, it sounds like you have something for everyone. Something for the kids. You got the beer garden for the rest of us, the grown-ups. Dragon boats, which are the rowed festive, like dragon looking boats.
They're
right?
on the water. Races, yep. right? And they've got great teams and they're very competitive.
Very competitive.
Can I enter like a jet ski?
They'd really like that, Brent.
They would take you on.
But if you do show up, they might be able to plug you in an empty seat on a boat.
Most importantly, food.
Yes, from every culture.
All right.
Absolutely delicious.
Last weekend of June.
And so if you can't do that on Friday night and you're more in the Staten area, Staten folks really wanted me to mention their Revitalized Downtown Staten Summer Concert Series. So that's Friday night, 3rd Avenue in Florence in historic downtown Staten, and they're going to have the band Adrenaline Rush there, which is kind of a classic rock band. So beer garden, food trucks, all kinds of fun stuff in Staten.
There's no excuse to stay home on a Friday night anymore.
No.
Right?
Especially
the weekend,
summertime.
You can't garden and all the time. Right?
No.
You can't mow the yard and wash the dog.
Forever. Yeah, it's hard to garden when you're out going to,
It is so much fun.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to put all this on the KYKN website, right? Under the podcast, said?
Yeah, right is the guest listing for today.
And we're talking to Mary Louise Van Atta. She has a column now in the Salem Reporter. So that's a great addition with a lifestyle bent and a community activities awareness. So all of these things, and you said you put a call out on your Facebook page for, hey, what events are happening? Mm-hmm. And you got cops.
Oh, dozens and dozens of everything you could possibly imagine. And it makes me really excited to be in this town. There's so much to do.
Do we have a place in Salem or online, I should say, that accumulates all of these things together?
There's a
community calendar.
There's a couple places I go. I go to the Travel Salem calendar that always has a lot of the great arts. The Statesman Journal has a calendar. The Facebook, there's a calendar for if you just say what's happening in Salem tonight. All these things pop up, and sometimes I just do that. There's tons of trivia nights. There's everything you can possibly imagine.
It's more than we could do in a segment, certainly.
Yeah. And, of course, KYKN always has great sponsors like some of the Smith Auditorium and the Western Oregon activities. So certainly listen to the radio to pick those up, too.
And we got First Wednesday. We've got Saturday Market. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things. It's just not like it was 15, 20 years ago.
No,
we really struggled
many
to find things to do, right?
When it was just Friday night.
and Friday night ended at 9 p.m.
Yeah, right? Roll up the sidewalks.
So what's next for you? I mean, you're always accumulating new roles and ways to communicate with the public. Now you're going to be with us on Newsmakers every month, and you're going to be contributing to the Salem Reporter. Mm-hmm. You just don't like being bored, do you?
I don't, and I just love meeting all the people in the community. That's really great. And so I think that there's a little bit of something for everyone in this town. So, of course, the summer is all about going to the wineries, going to the outdoor festivals, and so that's definitely where I'm going to be.
So you mentioned Staten, and I know, is it Almsville that has a corn festival?
I believe so.
And you have Davenport Days mm-hmm. that still go on in Silverton, and they're probably coming up later this summer, right? Mm-hmm. And in the little municipality of Independence, they do movies every Thursday night mm-hmm. in the park. They do bands every Friday night in the park, and it's free admission. And they do cover bands and tribute bands, but they get quite a crowd.
They do.
There's just on a summer night, starting on Thursday, there's somewhere to go and do something, either in Salem, in Kaiser, in Independence, Staten, mm-hmm. all over the place.
You do not have to travel very far. And now with our addition of Uber and Lyft, you really can get around. You have to worry about parking anymore. And it's just wonderful fun. So I wish everyone a great June.
So do we have Uber and Lyft pretty active in Salem?
Oh, yeah, very.
Yeah.
Very, very.
Obviously, you don't, spend time in town.
I have used them. I've got the apps on my phone. I've used them, but they're in town.
Yeah. They're very active in town.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
I knew we enabled them. I just
So there's no reason to hold back and have a wonderful time and just catch your Uber right back home. And
All right, everybody. So behave yourselves, but have a great time.
Right.
Mary Louise Van Atta, thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
I don't know if I can wait a whole month to have you back on.
I will look forward to seeing you in July.
We'll see you around the 4th of July
It'll be the July 12th, that Friday.
Sometime with that. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, folks. This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne. You're listening to Newsmakers right here on local radio, and we're going to come back and finish our Friday talking about baseball, professional baseball in Salem Kaiser. Stick with us. This is 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Hamblin's Nursery.
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart, and it is Friday lunch hour. Thanks for joining us, where you get local talk, local issues, local happenings, which include, of course, we just had Mary Louise Van Atta here telling us about all the events throughout the two-county region, really.
Yeah, right.
Just a sampling of them. But, of course, we've got the entire summer full of baseball, and on the radio, I'm on the radio.
You are.
Yeah, and on the telephone with us is Mitch from the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes. Hey, Mitch.
Happy Friday, guys. We are 7 days away from right now for opening day. Can you believe it? It seems like yesterday we started talking on a weekly basis, but that was actually 5.5 months ago.
Amazing.
That's so exciting. Are you ready?
I want to say yes, and here's the reason. Last week, as most people know, the OSAA, the high school championship games from 1A to 6A, we've hosted those championship games since 1997. It's been here for, this is the 23rd season. And last weekend was kind of like our dry run, where we had all the food vendors up and running. We had our parking guys out there. We had our ticket takers, our ticket office. Everything was running. That way we can kind of work out the glitches, the hiccups, make sure that our systems are ready to rock and roll. And it's an amazing thing, guys. When they left here last weekend, two of the top guys said, you know what? This, by far, hands down, is the best experience we've ever had in 23 years of coming to the stadium. And that kind of tells me we're on the right track. We're doing the right things. And so, yes, I'm ready for that reason, but also my stadium still has some stuff that is happening. We still have some cleanup. We still have some training that we're doing for new staff. So, the nice thing is on Wednesday we have the All-Star game versus the Volcanoes. Usually not a highly attended game. We'd love for everyone to come on out, though. But it gives us a chance to kind of work out those glitches and make sure that we're ready and loaded for bear. Because come the 14th, we're going to have a raucous crowd in here, and the Volcanoes are going to play awesome. We're starting to learn who the players are now. Mm-hmm. And we're excited. We can't wait. 7 days from now, fast forward, and this place will be rocking. I guarantee you that.
Did you have your new food vendors there for the state playoffs?
Yeah. We had them all here. We had them all going. We had one of our stands, which is now called the Dugout, doing hamburgers and fries, chicken strips and fries, and something we call the Northwest Cheesesteak Burger, which is phenomenal.
Wow.
But yes, all the other food vendors were here, opening long lines. But the thing is, the lines dissipated very quickly because, as we've been talking, lightning speed, and it was a chance for us to kind of strut our stuff and show people that, oh my gosh, they're not just talking about it. It's actually happening. So this week we got stuff going on with the Kaiser Monthly Magazine. We're on the front page of that. Next week on Friday, Kaiser Times, we're going to be a front page article. We got TV commercials. We got you guys running radio commercials and live remotes. We're doing so much to get into the mind of our fans out there that, hey, it's time now. No more talking. It's time for action. It's time for us to put up. We're excited, and hopefully you guys come out to the stadium. There's still plenty of tickets left. You can call the office, or what I recommend you do, just go to the website. Go to VolcanoesBaseball.com, and you can buy a ticket. You can buy a group of tickets. You can buy season tickets, anything like that.
Okay, actually, exactly what I was going to ask you about today, Mitch, is buying those tickets. The people who have been listening to us, but they haven't bought any tickets yet. There's like 40 games, right?
There's 40 games on a season ticket, 38 of those of which count towards the Northwest League. The other two ones, there's a Legends game, and then there's the All-Star game. So those two added to the package equals 40 games, yes. And not everybody is cut out for that because you got kids, you got schedules, you have camping, you have other things going on. We totally get that. So that's why we have a 20-game flex pass, a 10-game flex pass. We have all kinds of packages that kind of meet the needs of the fan, depends on what their schedule is and what their availability is. If you want to come out here 38 nights, I got a package for you. You want to come out here 5 nights, I got a package for you. You want to come in out here 1 night, like opening night, I got a package for you. So, yeah, we can accommodate just about any need.
What are the nights that we should look forward to having fireworks?
Friday night,
right?
And also July 4th. Up through July 4th, we've already talked to the fire marshal, and they have told us because things were so dry last year, even with the wet winter, it didn't compensate for the fact that it was such a dry year last year. So after July 4th, we will be in burn ban. So Friday nights up until July 4th, including July 4th. But the three biggest nights I'm looking forward to is to start the season off. Opening night fireworks next Friday the 14th. Saturday, we have legend Vida Blue coming for an autograph session. He's going to throw out the first pitch and hang out with the fans on the concourse. And then, of course, Sunday is Father's Day. What better opportunity for a father and a son to come out here, enjoy some baseball. Kids get to run the bases. You get to kind of hang out and see your relatives and your neighbors. It's just a great way to connect with the community. We're looking forward to it. And all this talk, guys, for all this time, now it's time to kind of show off the stadium and bring the fans back into the stadium.
You've got Vida Blue coming.
I know, right?
Vida Blue! Vida Blue! Wow, Steve Garvey, cool. Coach Casey, Don Larson. Hello?
How come you're inviting Dodgers? That's just wrong. That's just... Garvey... Man, I hated how Garvey beat the Giants in the 70s.
We opened a box that we got from one of our suppliers, and they're little Nerf balls, little fake baseballs, with Dodger logos. And my director of sales goes, "What is this? Just because you like the Dodgers doesn't mean..." And I said, "Wait a minute. Steve Garvey is coming. We're going to have some Dodger fans come. They're going to buy things like Steve Garvey bobbleheads and little baseballs that have LA logos on them." So,
well, you know who's going to come out, Mitch? Bill Post is going to come out.
Yeah, right.
Representative Bill Post, former KYKN broadcaster, host, yeah. And now a state representative. He's a huge Dodger fan. He'll come out and see Steve Garvey, I'm sure. Right?
I think so.
There are some Dodger fans around.
Even if the thing about baseball this season we've talked about before, we're going to have the baseball fans that know the stats all the way down to the minutiae, you know, what's your on-base percentage, what your slugging percentage is. We get those fans already. But the kind of fan we want are people that just want to enjoy an experience, do something different with their family or their buddies or coworkers. And those are the kind of fans that we're going to see coming out by the hundreds and thousands this summer to just experience some local hometown baseball. We got players from all over the United States. The draft was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Unfortunately, Mickey Walker was not drafted. But I will tell you, next Wednesday, he is going to be pitching two innings for Chemeketa, for the All-Stars, against the Volcanoes.
Huh, fun.
So if you want to see Jerry and Lisa Walker's son pitch two innings, he will be pitching next Wednesday. You can come. We have plenty of seats. It's just regular price. There's no special pricing. They're not more expensive, is what I should say. And then Wednesday's our soft opening. And then Friday, ready to go. Ready to go.
Well, mow 'em down, Mickey. Mow 'em down, Mickey. That would be awesome. That would be really fun. Hey, cycling back to the tickets and the season tickets, in 38 days, 38 games is a lot. But however, for a business, it is a great perk for employees, gifts, for customer gifts. Somebody a company buys the season ticket. It's pretty affordable for a corporation.
Sure.
And all summer long, you're rewarding your clients, you're rewarding your customers, and you're rewarding your key employees. And you get to go to the games that you want to go to.
Right.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of our season ticket holders are corporate entities, and that's exactly what they use it for, Brent, is they use it for VIP employees or prospects, people that they like to do business with, but maybe they're just not quite able to persuade. And maybe coming and hanging out at a baseball game for 3 or 4 hours on a Saturday afternoon might cure that. So
alrighty.
It's a wonderful opportunity to kind of spread that love. And
and that's it for us on Friday.
How excited I am, guys! I'm coming
that's
out of my
it.
Skin with excitement. I'm trying to.
It's time to play ball
because I like to be low keyed with you. You know.
But, yeah. Time to
I'm
go,
coming
Mitch.
Out of my skin,
we
got
to go, Mitch. I love your excitement. Thanks for being a Newsmakers. Have a great weekend.
See you on Monday.
This has been Lynn Fenton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.